Shalom, everybody. In our parsha, we hear about a korban mincha called the Minchas Chavitin. We discussed it in yesterday's FMT. It's called Chavitin because it was baked on a flat pan, on a machvas, a griddle. The mincha consists of loaves that were baked from an isaron of flour. And who brings this korban? In our parsha, we hear, first of all, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, how every single kohen brings this korban once in his life, the very first time he does the avoda. And then we hear in Perek Vav Pasuk Tesvav how the Kohen Gadol must also bring this korban, but not once in his life, every single day. He takes the korban and he splits it in half. Half of it is brought on the Mizbeach in the morning, and the other half is brought in the afternoon. And so we have to ask the following question. Why is the Kohen Gadol's daily korban exactly the same as a rookie Kohen? I can understand why the Kohen Gadol must bring a korban every single day, but why must that korban, the Kohen Gadol's korban, every single day, be identical to that of a brand new Kohen? This question is asked by many Mefarshim. It's also asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein. He died in 1986, and he asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe, and he says the following beautiful idea. Rav Moshe says that, first of all, the Kohen Gadol must appreciate the incredible gift and the incredible responsibility that Hashem gave him, and he must do this on a daily basis. Unlike many elected and unelected officials and other leaders that we've seen over the ages, the Kohen Gadol cannot take for granted, even for one day, the position and gift that he received. Every day, he has to view his job as if he received it that day. On a certain level, the Kohen Gadol has to look at himself like a brand new 20-year-old Kohen who's never served in the Mikdash. They both bring the same Minchas Chavitin. The Kohen Gadol is no different than the new guy. And that kind of attitude will ensure that his avoda and his appreciation for that avoda will never become stale. That's one perspective that Rav Moshe Feinstein gives. And Rav Moshe says that there's a second attitude that will be instilled by the identical korbanos. Not only must the Kohen Gadol not take his position for granted, but he also must feel that he earns that job every single day. He has his job today because he deserves it. And he has the job tomorrow because he deserves it. That's true every single day. And he must work day in and day out to be worthy of such a job. Every day he brings a korban as if it's his first day on the job. And that's a message that he internalizes every single day. Rav Moshe concludes by saying that these are messages and an attitude that every person must have. Not just the Kohen Gadol. Hashem gives us great gifts and great responsibilities. And we, like the Kohen Gadol, must never get used to them. We have to look at them each and every day as if we just got them. And not only that, but we must try our best to deserve those gifts as well. We cannot take them for granted. And Rav Moshe Feinstein does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on his idea, that this is the reason why the Minchas Chavitin is brought by the Kohen Gadol, both in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. We need to have this attitude and this perspective not only every day, but twice a day. In the beginning of the day, we need to view the upcoming day as a gift, not to be taken for granted. We wake up and we look at the upcoming day and we look at the responsibilities that we were given and the gifts that we were given, and we look at them and we say, it's all new, it's fresh. That's in the morning. And at the end of the day, it's important to look back and say, did I deserve what I got? Did I deserve the gifts? Did I do everything I could to deserve those gifts? Did I do everything I could to deserve Hashem's gifts today? And not only that, but did I act appropriately? Did I act in a way that made me deserve those gifts and those responsibilities? And then the next day, and the next day, and the next day, this cycle of looking proactively as well as retroactively starts all over again. It's a powerful lesson, and it's a lesson that must be repeated all the time, and at the very least, repeated twice a day, every day, that ensures that the way we look at Hashem's gifts is new and fresh, as if we were getting them absolutely today. Have an amazing day, everyone.